And now we are pleased to turn over the mic to that rising young star of musical comedy and vaudeville.
Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Man, McGee.
The Retro Radio Podcast. Always family friendly, always good, clean fun.
Oh, there's nothing unusual about it, Don.
The Internet's best kept secret source for your favorite old time radio shows.
But it's the principle of the thing. After all, you know, I've done a lot for that rat.
It's the place where new tech
meets old tech and likes it.
I know I like it. Yes, me too.
I really enjoy old-time radio shows.
Now located at retro-otr.com.
Can they hear what we're saying?
If they were listening, they might.
Visit us today and leave us a comment. Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is your host, Keith. And you know who we haven't heard from in a long time on our podcast?
Groucho Marx.
That's right, Groucho Marx, and you bet your life. Now, here's an episode that actually was broadcast as a summer replacement show, but the original air date was in 1951. I think it was January the 10th, is that right?
Yes, January 10th, 1951.
Okay.
And the secret word is heart.
Anyway, I thought I would play this one because it was rebroadcast in the nice summer months, and that's what we're at right now, is the nice summer months.
And here it comes.
Hey, I just wanted to take a few moments here to tell all of our listeners thanks for listening and thanks for visiting the webpage. I can tell we're getting a lot of attention on the page. There's a lot of page hits, lots of downloads. Keep on telling your friends about us. If you have downloaded our MP3 files, make sure you share them with people. We're going to be starting our fall season here for too long because this is almost that back to school time for all the kids out there. And that means we do have some new shows that will be popping up here soon. There will be some Victor Borga shows. They're not going to be exactly following the calendar, but I thought I'd play a few of them that I have because I think they're fairly interesting and funny. And I've been trying to find a few other things to round out the week. I find a lot of my favorite shows will land on Sunday, and it overpopulates my Sunday podcast. And it would have them like five or six or more shows sometimes, and not too much during the week. I'm trying to find things I can put out there to fill in on some of the weekdays. Just keep on enjoying the site. Support our sponsor links. Have fun on the webpage. Sign up for an account so you can make comments all you want. And please do leave comments. We enjoy hearing from our listeners.
Isn't he dumb, Mary?
I'll say. He's a regular Charlie McCarthy with blood.
Keith, I think that's your cue.
And to get started, we have a song. It is actually Tony Martin and Dinah Shore. And it was recorded in 1951, I believe, right around the same time. I know I associate this song more with the Andrews Sisters, but it is a really nice production of the song, so I thought we'd enjoy this.
A penny, a kiss, a penny, a hug. We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug. A penny, a kiss, a penny, a hug. Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
I'm gonna save a penny every time I hold you tight.
And we're gonna watch the pennies grow.
I'm gonna save a penny every time we kiss goodnight.
And darling, when we're married, we can own a bungalow.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
Gonna save a penny every time we take a walk.
Add another on a rainy day.
when snow comes, when we're married, we can start in right away. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. Oh, how rich we're gonna be. I'm gonna save a penny every time I think of you.
Right from morning till I say my prayers.
We're gonna save a penny for the dreaming that we do. And darling, by the time we're married, we'll be millionaires. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. How rich we're gonna
be. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. Oh, how rich we're gonna.
Oh, how rich we're gonna.
Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
There goes all my change.
Well, this one's for free.
And now our featured presentation.
The secret word tonight is heart. H-E-A-R-T.
Really?
You bet your life.
DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present the best of Groucho. Yes, friends, it's a Groucho summertime. By popular demand from your letters, from rating histories, and the acclaim of critics, the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers bring you selected shows from You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho Marx is on vacation, friends, and will return in the fall. Until then, it's fun and laughs each week this summer as we proudly present some of the best of Groucho's past shows. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me! Well, here I am again with $1,500 for one of our couples. Fenneman, who's place to try for the $1,500?
Well, we invited some weathermen and some cashiers who work in drive-in theaters to the program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Winnie Wynn and the weatherman John Aldrich. Folks, come over here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, to You Bet Your Life. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. John Aldrich, huh? Speak for yourself, John Aldrich, wasn't it? Well, Miss Wynn, you're a movie cashier, is that
right? That's right.
Where are you from?
My birthplace is Bristol, Oklahoma.
Winnie Wynn, isn't that a cute name, huh? A cute girl, too, huh?
Thank you.
I'll just call you Winnie, Winnie the Pooh, huh? how old are you, Winnie?
27.
27? Well, you don't look it. I thought you were about 21.
Thank you.
They must take good care of you in Oklahoma. are you married?
Yes, I am.
Well, you don't look it, though. Mr., what is your name? Mr. Aldrich, huh? You're the weatherman, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where do you hail from?
Des Moines, Iowa.
You get that, son? I said, where do you hail from?
Yeah.
And you're a weatherman, huh?
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, that's deucedly clever, huh? Well, what are your duties, in the Weather Bureau, John?
Well, our duties of the Weather Bureau are threefold: to furnish forecasts for the general public and for aviation and for fire protection.
How is it your weatherman guess wrong so much of the time?
Well, we don't do it by guessing.
I beg your pardon. How is it your scientific analysis based on precise mathematical calculations are so consistently incorrect? Riddle me that, old boy.
Well, we don't do so badly.
You're not always wrong, eh?
We're not always wrong.
You mean it's the weather that's usually wrong, eh? What would you say your average is?
Well, from 50 to 100%.
Is that so? You mean you're 100% correct 50% of the time? Now, I know that everybody makes jokes about the weather, man. Do you have any favorite jokes? I bet you get a lot of kidding about the weather.
Well, I think my favorite is the story about the king who led his knights out to battle. And on the way, he met a farmer, and the farmer hailed him and said, "Oh, king, better not go on. It's going to rain." "Oh, no, no, I checked with my prophets." So on he went, and it rained, and he was driven back, defeated. So after beheading his prophets, the king sent for the farmer, and he said, "Look here, my man, how was it you knew the storm was coming?" "Well, your highness, I have a little beast of burden. He's very sensitive to weather, and when his ears are erect, why, you know the good weather's ahead, but when his ears droop low, why, it's a sure sign of rain." And from that day on, the jackass has been a weather prophet, and vice versa.
We'll now sing the Donkey Serenade. Now, Winnie, you're still awake, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, let's get back to your movie. Which movie do you work for?
The Pacific Drive-In Theater in Compton.
Now, what's going on in your drive-in theater tonight, for
Destination
example?
Destination Moon.
What is it?
Destination Moon and Mr. Lucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I know drive-ins, there's more than that going on there. You know, the last time I was at a drive-in, the movie stopped, and it was 40 minutes before a customer complained. And he only complained about the mosquitoes. How many people are there in the average car that come to your drive-in?
Well, just a shade over two.
Well, that's certainly a handy thing to have at a drive-in. Does anyone ever try to sneak into your drive-in?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, that happened.
You do?
Yes.
Could you give me an example or how?
Well, yes. One night, this one fellow came in alone. So, the usher sort of suspected something, and they followed him over and caught six other guys, seven, I think it was, climbing out of the trunk or the hurdle back, whatever it was.
Imagine people being that dishonest, sneaking into a movie theater. Do you ever bother to look under the engine?
No, I don't think I'd hide there.
Well, you should have. There weren't seven people in that boy's car. There were eight of us. Well, I must say you're an interesting couple, and if I decide to go to a drive-in theater, I'll consult a good groundhog first. Or that jackass. And now, let's see if two heads are better than one. You're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at $1,500. But first, here's something of importance.
Everybody's talking about power steering, the new feature that helps you turn the steering wheel with so little effort. But wait. Before you buy any car with power steering, remember this. Only the DeSoto type is full power steering, offering you these three big advantages. First, it operates at all times. Not just some of the time, but all of the time. Second, it's always predictable. The feel of the wheel never changes. Third, DeSoto's full power steering lets you turn the steering wheel from one extreme to the other in only 3.5 turns instead of the conventional 5.5. Try the DeSoto type of full power steering. Go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and take the 5-mile trial.
Take the 5-mile trial.
Yes, take the 5-mile trial. In either the 160 horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the famous DeSoto Powermaster 6. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
Okay, now let's see if you two will get a chance at the $1,500. Fannerman? Explain the rules in your broken English.
All right. Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that 20 as they want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,500 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show.
That clear?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected colors of flowers as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
16. What did you say?
I said 10.
We'll split it. 13.
All right. What color is a poinsettia?
Red.
Red is correct. Ron, you're on your way. You have $33.
You're on your way with $33. Remember, you're going for $1,500. How much is the 33 will you bet on your second question?
20.
That's up a little, huh?
Okay.
20, 26?
26.
Okay. All right, what color is a calla lily?
White.
White is correct.
You're going on, you have $59.
$59. How much of the 59 you going to go for?
50.
Good.
$50. Good. What color is a daffodil?
Yellow.
Yellow is right.
$109
is your last chance to beat the other couple. How much is $109?
90.
Okay.
$90. What color is a gardenia?
White.
White is correct.
And you wind up with $199
from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Thank you very, very much. Groucho, the secret word is still heart.
Yes, I know. Still heart is no good. Huh?
Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a weightlifter, Mr. John Farbotnik, and his partner...
Please, don't make up any names here. give us the names they actually are. We have enough for
the weightlifter's name is Mr. John Farbotnik, and the housewife is Mrs. Regina Roberts. And here they are, folks. Meet Groucho Marx. Right up here.
Welcome. Welcome to You Bet Your Life, kids. And if
Hello,
you say
sir.
The secret word, you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. John Farbotnik, that's what it is. Doesn't seem possible, but that's what it is. Gotta keep my trap shut. You're a weightlifter, huh?
That's right.
Weightlifter, huh? Where are you from, Muscle Shoals?
Well, originally I'm from Philadelphia, but I'm traveling.
Let me get my lab right with you, huh? How would you like it if you said something brilliant and I rode right over it like that? Where are you from, Muscle Shoals? Went better the first time, I think. Where are you from?
Well, originally I'm from Philadelphia, but I've been traveling the last few years.
Well, I'm sure that I can't help you out on that. Have you spoken to the police in these various cities? You sure you're not from Muscle Shoals?
No, I'm not.
That's such a funny place to be from. Mrs. Roberts, are you from Muscle Shoals?
No, sir.
Where are you from?
New York, originally.
I forgot his name. Oh, John. I'll call you John, huh? I'll call you Farbotnik. That's easier than John. Are you married, John?
Yes, I am. I've been married 2 years.
And what sort of work does your husband do, Mrs. Roberts?
My husband's recuperating, sir.
Well, that's nice work if you can get it. What do you mean? He's building chicken coops?
No, sir. He was shot. He was a policeman in New York.
Oh, well, I hope he wasn't seriously hurt, was he?
He's feeling much better since we've been out here.
Well, wish him speedy recovery for me, will you?
Thank you very kindly.
And what did he do before... he was a policeman, huh? Was he on the force very long?
17 and a half years.
How did you meet him?
My sister was expecting a baby. And you know how babies unexpectedly come. So I had heard that if you call the police department, they might bring assistance. So my husband, another policeman, came, and he delivered the baby. And then after that, he used to come to visit the baby as a pretext. He used to say he wanted to see how the baby was coming along.
And he was really coming there to see your sister?
No, he was coming to see me. And after that time, I never had a sweetheart, so that was all right.
Sweetheart, and you and John, Mr. Farbotnik, is going to split $100. Well, your husband's got $50 tonight that he didn't have this morning, huh?
I have it.
Well, there is a difference. Now, Mr. Farbotnik, I'm fascinated. Have you got a nickname, or shall I keep calling you Farbotnik?
Well, my friends usually call me Muscles.
Are you from Muscle Shoals?
No, I'm not.
Well, what do you do?
Well, I'm an instructor at the Physical Services Gymnasium at Westwood in Santa Monica, Boulevards.
I see. Well, what kind of equipment do you have there?
Well, we have toe-raising machines, we have leg-pressing machines, and latissimus dorsi machines. Machines develop your latissimus dorsi muscles of your
upper
back.
Where is your latissimus dorsi? Or is it safe to ask that? Don't tell me it's in Santa Monica, huh? Where is the latissimus dorsi?
They're the large muscles of the upper back that give you the taper from your shoulders to your waist.
I see. You're speaking for yourself now, are you?
Samson, does all this weightlifting do you any good?
Yes, it does.
In what way?
Well, I've seen fellows come into the gym and train for a year or so and come out with a perfect figure.
Really? I went into a bailiff's theater the other night. Within 15 minutes, I came out with a perfect figure. Now, tell us something about your physique, John. For example, have you ever won any weightlifting contests?
Yes, I have. I won Mr. Chicago in 1946. And
you won Mr. Chicago?
And Mr. Illinois after that, then Mr. California just lately.
Wouldn't you rather win Miss Atlantic City?
Be for keeps?
Well, even if only temporarily. I held the title one back in 1927. I was Mr. Spineless of 1927. And I've never relinquished that title either. Well, there's no point, John, in having a perfect body if you don't show it to anybody. Would you mind giving us a peek at your framework?
Here?
Why not? You do it at the beach, don't you?
Well, the beach is all right, but not in front of an audience.
Well, this is hardly an audience. Just look at them, eh? Go on, take your coat off and shave and let's see what a real man looks like. Now, girls, restrain yourself out there. Are you sure you're not from Muscle Shoals? Say, are those real muscles?
Sure are.
They are, eh? How often do you have to pump them up?
Well, I exercise them 3 times a week.
How big are your measurements, I mean? How big is your chest? That is your chest there, isn't it?
About 50 inches.
50 inches? Is that up and down or around? Say, John, would you object if Mrs. Roberts felt your muscles?
Not at all.
Go ahead, Mrs. Roberts. They won't bite you. Now, Mrs. Roberts, how does your husband compare with his Greyhound bus?
He doesn't have those muscles, but I like him better.
I see. I like my husband, but oh, you fanatic, huh? Well, John, figures don't lie, and yours is no exception. And neither is yours, Mrs. Roberts.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
Now, let's see how well you make out in the race for the $1,500. You've got to run your $20 into more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenneman's offstage to remind our listeners.
The weatherman and the drive-in theater cashier won $199.
All right, you selected locations of countries. Now, you have $20. How much are you going to bet on your first question?
15.
What country is directly west of Spain?
Portugal.
Portugal is right. And you're off on this point, you have $35. How quickly you knew that, Mrs. Roberts, huh? Remember, you're going for $1,500. Now, how much of the $30 will you bet?
$35
will you bet on your second question?
Thirty.
What country is directly east of Alaska?
Canada.
Canada is right. Here's your third question. How much of the 65?
60.
What country is directly south of the United States?
Mexico.
Mexico. Well, you really got it away. You have $125. All right, now here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 125 are you going to go for? How much of the 25 are you going to go for? Here we go for the last
whole thing. The whole works.
How much?
The whole thing.
The whole works?
Please.
You terrify me, Mrs. Roy. What country is directly east of Ireland?
England
is right.
And you wind up with $250 for the solo print of dealers of America.
Thank you very much.
To both of you. Thank you.
Well, Groucho, the secret
word... Who's next on the agenda?
I was going to tell you the secret word is still heart.
Still heart. Huh?
Yes. We invited some identical twins to the program tonight, and here they are.
Talk slow so I can smoke.
Miss Jane Luther and Miss Jean Luther, meet Groucho Marx.
Twins, eh?
Yes, yes.
Welcome for the DeSoto, Plymouth, dealer. How are you? And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 on it. No, just $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Jane and Jean Luther, huh? Mm-hmm. You're identical twins?
Yes, we are.
Double trouble. Luther, eh? That's an odd name. Which one is Jane?
I'm Jane.
You're Jane? And which one is June?
There is no June.
I thought June came right after May.
I'm Jean.
Well, you're Jean, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did Jane come after Jean, or did Jean come after Jane?
Jean came right after Jane.
How much after?
10 minutes.
That long, eh?
Well, I don't think that's very long.
No, but it can be very important. Another 10 minutes, you might have been triplets. Now, let's get this straight so I know who I'm talking to. Now, left to right, you're Jane and you're Jean. Is that right?
No. I'm Jean and she's Jane.
Well, who's Luther?
You're both Luther.
You're both Luther?
Yes.
Well, I'll just call you Sam and Hyman, then. After my two titles. you're Jane, huh?
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
Born in Fort Worth, Texas.
Uh-huh. Not in Walla Walla, huh?
No.
Well, they not only grow them big in Texas, they grow them double down there. Very attractive, too. Huh?
Thank you.
Which one is thanking me? Jean, this is only a wild guess, but I'll bet you're from Fort Worth, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now, why am I so psychic? Jane, I'm embarrassed to ask a woman point blank how old she is, so tell me, how old is your sister?
Well, she's 10 minutes younger than I am.
That's twins for you, double talk, eh? Jean, how old are you? And don't tell me 10 minutes younger than June.
28.
Oh, 28, eh? Then June must be 10 minutes less than 28?
No,
Jane. Right, Jane has 30 days. Jane, are you married, Jane?
No, I'm not.
In that case, Jean, you're not married either, am I right?
That's right, I'm not married.
You see, since you're both named Luther, you couldn't be married if your sister isn't.
Well?
Brother, am I true? Just call me the fat man. Now, Jean, I'm curious to know why you aren't married. You're very attractive.
I'm having too much fun just being single.
Well, you may not be married, but you're certainly not single. What do you mean, having too much fun? What do you consider fun?
Well, I like to go dancing and skiing and ice skating, and I like to indulge in each sport with a different fellow.
In other words, you're a three-man woman, is that it? Now, you say you're identical twins. Do you like the same boys?
Well, we leave that up to the boys.
But do you find out that you like the same type
boys?
Yes,
we do. Like the same type.
Well, that can be rather embarrassing, can it?
Yes,
it can. If there's only one boy and you both like him?
Well, we let him make his choice and then it's up to him.
Well, how does he know which one he's picking?
That runs into confusion.
And sometimes runs into money. I must say it's been very confusing talking to you two. Now, let's see if you two have two heads are better than one. You're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at $1,500. That's the DeSoto Clement big question. I can't tell you how much our other couples won. The Penniman is off stage to remind our listeners.
The weightlifter and the housewife are ahead with $250.
Here we go. Let's say Ohio can build you $20. You selected, name the song. Oh, am I going to get mixed up on this? Do you know any old songs, Penniman?
I hope so.
I may need all your assistance before I'm through here. Now, here's your first question. How much are you going to bet?
15.
15 to 30, you're going to bet? You only have 20, you know.
15.
Oh, 7.5 apiece.
Yes. Yeah.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-dee.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne is right.
You're on your way. You have $35.
$35. Remember, you're going for 1,500 clams tonight. Now, how much of the 35 you going to bet?
30.
30. If a body meets a body, come and fray the tone.
Coming through the
right. Coming through the right.
Now you have $65.
Boy, did I come through the right the other night, huh? Here's your third question. How much of the 65 you going to go for?
60. Listen to the mockingbird.
Listen to the mockingbird.
You're really on your way. You have
$125.
And a finer rendition of the Mockingbird, you'll go a long ways to hear. Here's your last chance to beat the other couplets. No, couplets. That's the problem. You take up a foreign language, you don't know what you're reading. How much money have you got?
I have $125.
Well, that's a vast sum, you know that. And how much are you betting?
All of it.
Dee-da-da-dum, dee-da-da-dum,
oh, my darling Clementine.
Oh, my darling Clementine is
And Groucho, if my figures
are... Oh, three, too.
Groucho, my figures are correct.
And your figures really are correct, gentlemen.
This time I think they are. They wind up with $250, and that means we're in a tie. Because the weightlifter and the housewife also won with $250.
For land's sake, huh?
So we'll bring them both up and let them both have a chance for the big question.
With the big 4th of July weekend coming up, chances are you'll be out driving. And before you go, make sure your car is roadworthy by giving it a complete checkup at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. There, master technicians, experienced on the job, trained in factory methods, and using the most modern tools and equipment, will tune up your engine so it really sings. They'll check brakes and lights and other vital safety features and make any necessary repairs. Also, if a new part is needed, your DeSoto Plymouth dealer can supply you immediately with the right factory-approved parts. Remember, visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers first. And keep in mind that wherever you drive, you'll always be near one of the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America.
Here are our winning couples, Groucho. The weightlifter and the housewife and the identical twins. Now, you both have 15 seconds to write down an answer to our big $1,500 question. Here's a pencil for you two. Piece of paper and a pencil for you two. And if you... You know, I don't know
how... If they both get the answer, they'll split the money between them.
That's the answer, yeah.
And if one team gets the answer, they win all the money.
Let's figure.
You see how simple it is when I do it? Huh? All right, here we go for $1,500. Between England and Ireland, there's a body of water. For $1,500, tell me, what is the name of this body of water? Irish Straits, and the twin said the Whale Sea, which is incorrect, so I think that the Mr. Fanatnik over here and Mrs. Roberts. You're all right, kid, you're all right. I'm sorry you couldn't vote, man.
But you won a lot of money anyhow, huh?
Well, that's right, you win $1,500. Come over here, kids, and tell us what are you going to do with that money. What are you going to do with your money, Mrs. Roberts?
My children have been asking for a television set for so long, I think I can buy them one.
The correct answer, technically, is the Irish Sea, but they said the Irish Straits, and we think that's close enough for them to win the money. Now, Muscle Shoals, what are you going to do with yours, Wade?
I just want to feel it for a while.
Now, let's see. You won $1,500 plus $250 in the quiz. Say, you really cleaned up tonight.
They had the secret word, too.
And the secret word, eh? Well, let's see. $1,850 you're splitting. Well, congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
To tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Best of Groucho from the You Bet Your Life series. Don't miss the Best of Groucho on television, too. Also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. Remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 tomorrow. Oh,
Here's a line from the National Safety Council. The rules for driving safely add up to only three: common sense and caution, and common courtesy.
You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off with more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Goodbye, Jack. Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Sam. Goodbye, Homewrecker.